Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I don't think in any way that this is Kansas City. I do think that there is a gun violence challenge in this community and many others, and there certainly is a gun violence challenge as it relates to major events.
Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lewis says the deadly shooting at a Super Bowl celebration could change public events there. Police say one person was killed and more than 20 injured in a matter of minutes when an argument turned violent. Lucas and other U.S. mayors are calling for gun safety laws, including universal background checks. The White House confirms Russia has what it calls a troubling anti-satellite weapon. House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner publicly urged the information be declassified. White House spokesperson John Kirby says that was already underway when Turner regrettably spoke.
Starting with private engagement rather than immediately publicizing the intelligence could be a much more effective approach.
Meanwhile, the White House is criticizing Speaker Mike Johnson for declaring a House recess before voting on a Senate-passed foreign aid package. Johnson may refuse to bring the bill to the floor without tough immigration provisions. A New York judge says Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial will start March 25th. The former president is accused of falsifying business records during his 2016 campaign to cover up an affair with porn star Stormy Daniels. Meanwhile, Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis is defending herself against efforts to remove her from Trump's election interference and racketeering case in Georgia. Willis has acknowledged an affair with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, but denies she benefited financially or that it has any bearing on the case.
You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial.
The case hasn't been set for trial, and his federal election interference case is waiting on a Supreme Court immunity ruling. Republicans in the battleground state of Wisconsin have approved new legislative maps proposed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says the state legislature, controlled by the GOP since 2011, could now be up for grabs.
Given the circumstance, the legislature is faced with two choices: either pass the governor's maps as is, or allow the liberal majority of the Wisconsin Supreme Court to gerrymander the state.
But Democrats argue the state's high court should draw new maps so they can go into effect before November. Michigan Republicans have officially ousted their state party chair, Christina Caramo. Party members cited poor fundraising and election denial rhetoric that's alienating voters. Caramo calls her removal discriminatory.
Anybody can throw out accusations. It's very cheap. It's very easy. But what claims do they make to substantiate their accusations?
Former Congressman Pete Hoekstra got Trump's endorsement and will take over the job. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Hey, how are you? Well, they're too-